thanks for joining us here. We'll let you get your headset on here. We're up in the catbird
seat.
I'm
ready.
You think you're ready? Good, good. Great, John. John Morrow, how you doing? I'm Nick Mattis. Obviously,
yeah,
you and
nice
I have talked several times.
Finally,
we get to meet in person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How many of these chats?
What's your thoughts here the first half of the game here? I thought the Cougars started out really well, John. A couple of drives, scored points. But after that, they sputtered a little bit.
Yeah, they did. I think the umpires or the referees have taken over the game.
There's been
a lot of flags out there. Both teams seem to be going backwards instead of forwards.
Absolutely. Michael Barabalt down there, excuse me, with the coach. Let's throw it down to that's Michael. I missed Michael's call here. Let's see what he's doing. He's with the coach down there. Geez, I'm sorry. I forgot all about that.
Oh, no problem.
Michael's doing an interview right now. Okay. My bad. Well, I'm with John Morrow. We're going to continue this. I miss my – Michael's down there doing a halftime interview with Coach Garrig Hoteling, and we're missing it, so we'll have to catch that one later. But, John,
how many
of the baseball players here are on the team that play football that are on your baseball team?
I actually only have two, and the backup quarterback, Jacob Greiner, is a junior, and another player that's hurt, Brandon Proschold. He's a returner and wide receiver. He was instrumental last year as a junior, and he sprained his ankle in the first game, so we're hoping he'll be back for the Cardinal Newman game.
Yeah. You ever tried to talk to Jared Stalker, the quarterback? Looks like he's got a pretty good arm, you know?
These dang football players, they like to focus just on football, and it's hard to get those guys out there.
Yeah. Well, it's his senior year. Maybe you could...
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you know, we've got...
I'm sure he played baseball sometime in his youth.
Absolutely. He's a great athlete.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a couple of players here. Darius Hurst played football when he was a freshman, didn't play when he was a sophomore and a junior, and then came back out as a senior, and he's doing great. Coach Garrig Hoteling was telling me he's really happy about that, and I believe there was one other player that I... looting me right now, but...
I do have a couple kids also on the JV. There are a couple sophomores that are look like they'll be good. Nathan Zervell and Dylan Mercado.
Yeah.
Zervell's a pitcher. Greiner, the junior, is also a pitcher, so that'll help us out this coming spring.
Yeah. Are you happy that they changed the leagues around?
Yeah, I think that I do like that. It's a little bit different. And change is good sometimes, so, you know, it makes for a tougher schedule. And we also play each team three times, but we play the second go-around, we play them two times in a row in 1 week. So play them Wednesday and then turn around and play them again Friday. So if you're rolling hot, that's good, because we beat Maria Carrillo two times in a row 1 week last year. And...
You were playing good ball at that point.
Yeah, we were playing good ball.
Yeah.
So
that's a good point right there.
Yeah, so it can be to your advantage, especially if you get them the first time, and then we got them at our place, and then we went up there and had success again. So that was really good.
Well, you've done a fine job. You took over. I think your first year here was 2003.
No, 2010 was my first year as a varsity coach. I've been coaching here since 2003. I was a freshman coach a couple years.
I was leading into that because that was the year your son graduated.
Okay, you became
involved in the baseball program here.
I did.
And took over the program in 2010. And one of the longest tenured varsity baseball coaches in the area.
Yeah, 11th year coming up here.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Brandon.
Okay.
You know, he's done a fine job. You know, we're all so proud of him here. Whenever we get one of our local boys that is in a professional level, baseball, football, basketball. I don't think we've had one to make in professional NBA yet from basketball. Have we in this area?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Tiedemann came pretty close back in the 70s. He tried out with the Warriors.
Yeah, he's a good player. But your son is definitely. And I was just so impressed with him in 2017 when he was with the Dodgers.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Set a World Series record, 7 appearances. He made an appearance in every game and tied Darryl Knowles' record for the Oakland A's, the only two pitchers that have ever pitched in every World Series game. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't think that one will be broken. But you never know. You never can say never. They used to have 8 and 9 game World Series back in the way long ago. So yeah. You never know.
That's great. I'm going to say it's not going to be broken.
Yeah.
Okay?
I don't expect it to. But.
Yeah. This year he was signed by the Chicago Cubs, and he's had some arm problems.
He's had a rough year.
Yeah, 35 years old. What do you expect? What's he expect? Is he going to be able to continue playing professional baseball?
You know, he's pretty much of a bulldog, and he's still going to give it a try. He just had surgery on Tuesday for a nerve release in his forearm. So he's planning on coming back.
Well, let's wish him the best.
And yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I wish you the best with your team this year.
Just got cut off.
What's your hopes this season for your team before I let you go?
Well, I think we're going to be battling for a championship.
Good.
We were really young last year. We had 3 seniors.
Yeah.
And I had 4 sophomores and a freshman play. So still going to be a little young. It depends of how our young pitchers do.
Okay.
I have one senior pitcher coming back and one major contributor coming back, and I've got another senior pitcher in relief or as a starter, so we'll see.
John Morrow, the head varsity baseball coach for the Rancho Cotati Cougars. Thanks for joining us at halftime.
Yeah, you're
here,
welcome.
John, and good luck. Please tell Brandon we hope that he can get back out there. We're all pulling for him.
Yeah. Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, the second half's coming up here. We're going to send it
back. Those flags away from the referees.
Well, we hope so. We're going to send it back to the studio. Joe Pasquini.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. In fact, we're closing purchase loans in as fast as 10 days on many of the programs we offer. The best part is our pre-approved buyers don't need a loan contingency in making their offer. That makes buyers look as good as cash. If you're applying for a home loan at your bank, ask them if they can close in 10 days with no loan contingency. I promise they can't. When you're buying a home, speed to close and a true loan approval are necessary to win the offer. How do we do it? Cross Country is a direct lender with amazing technology, experience, and a local presence. Our process is proven to help buyers win in this competitive housing market. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadare.com. That's georgiadare.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
And it's halftime here of the high school game of the week. Rancho Cotati, a 14-0 lead over El Cerrito. Rancho Cotati scored their first 2 times they had the ball. The first drive, they went 75 yards and ended up in the end zone.
Stockard in the shotgun. Big play here for the Cougars offense. Stockard gets it, drops back, looking to the left, throws to the end zone, and it's a touchdown!
And the second on the second possession, Rancho Cotati's defense held, and they drove right down to score again.
A risk-free hearing aid test drive, if you will, to try them out and see.
Well, that isn't what I wanted to show, and, well, let's go with this one.
Look for Rashid to get the football, and he does. Right up the middle, and he's got a hole, and he's into the end zone. Reservations for 6 for Rashid Rankin. Touchdown, Cougars.
It was Rankin's 5th touchdown of the season, and Rancho Cotati had a 14-0 lead after 1, and that's where we are at the half. Other updates around the area. Week 3 of the high school football season, four teams in the area are 2-0. Cardinal Newman and Windsor from the NBL Oak. Cardinal Newman is at Placer, and the latest score we have on that is 7-6 Placer in the fourth quarter. Livermore is at Windsor. Both those teams are 2-0. Livermore has a 14-7 lead in the second quarter. A game of interest, American Canyon, who's one of the best teams in the Vine Valley League, they are meeting Montgomery. It's late in the second quarter, and Montgomery has a or actually American Canyon just went ahead. They lead Montgomery 13-10 late in the second quarter. That's a good football game there. Second quarter football, Foothill 28, Petaluma nothing. And Santa Rosa and Ukiah are also playing. Ukiah has a 13-6 lead over Santa Rosa in the second quarter. Santa Rosa goes into that game 0-2. Ukiah 1-1. It's an NBL Redwood Oak matchup. And it was an old NBL rivalry. Halftime here at Rancho Cotati High School. It's 14-0 Rancho Cotati over El Cerrito.
You're different, so your truck should be too. Keep your truck just as unique as you by taking it to West Coast Diesels. At West Coast Diesels, they provide custom builds and full repair services. As experts in diesel diagnostics, they'll listen to your needs and recommend the best solution. Want to talk diesels? They'd like to also. Swing by their new location at 3575 Airway Drive in Santa Rosa or online at wcdperformance.com. West Coast Diesels, your local diesel experts.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. We're at halftime. Rancho Cotati Cougars are leading the El Cerrito Gauchos 14-0. The opening kickoff was received by the Cougars, and they went 75 yards and scored a touchdown on a pass from Jared Stalker to Gianni Gigolo. And I'm hoping we're saying his last name right. It's a tough
one. We're trying. It's Italian, man. Yeah. I'm Irish. I struggle with those.
Yeah, we've said it differently several times. I hope Gianni and his family understand that we're doing the best we can. It was a beautiful touchdown catch by Gianni. He went up the middle of the field, broke to the left corner of the end zone, and got separation. And Jared the Night Stalker put it right there for a touchdown. On the first possession by the El Cerrito Gauchos, they were getting ready to punt the football. The snap was high. Their punter, Fernandez, tried to run the ball and was tackled and lost yardage. The Cougars took over in great field position, and Rashad the Diesel Rankin ran it in 15 yards for a touchdown, and the Cougars were ahead 14-0 just like that. But the El Cerrito Gauchos have done a nice job on defense, keeping the Cougars off the scoreboard. The difference in this game has been the offensive line for the Rancho Cotati Cougars.
Well, you have to look at El Cerrito doing a fantastic job of actually getting the ball rolling here towards the end of the second half, and then it was the penalties. They're just self-inflicting this damage upon themselves, Nick. It's going to make it impossible to get any momentum going if you've got the official constantly throwing the laundry out there.
Yeah, it is tough to get any momentum going, and you know, it's the third preseason game of the season, and there's going to be some penalties, and I'm not sure if I would like to see, and I'm going to be honest with this, I like to see the officials sometimes tell the player, hey, you know what, if you do that again, I'm going to have to call a penalty. You know what I'm saying?
You see that a lot in basketball where the officials are able to communicate with the players and say, hey, if you keep reaching in or you keep grabbing the jersey, I will call that. Now, I will give the officials the benefit of the doubt here. In football, you have twice as many bodies out there on the field. It might be a little bit tougher to communicate with the guys. But I do agree there needs to be some level of let the kids play and battle it out themselves, because right now the officials thinking that all of us in attendance here to see them.
Yeah, and I think it's a teaching point also, like you said. And you made a great call earlier in the game. Robert Freeman caught a pass, was going down the left sideline, had the football in his right hand, and you had pointed out and said, hey, you know, he needs to switch that ball over to the left, because if he gets hit, that's the first contact's going to be made on that side. So I think the officials can do similar type things where you go up to the player afterward or and you say, hey, you know, you're lining up offside, you're holding, you're doing something. Make some notes there to keep the game going, because this has been a flag fest. I'm going to call it that so far, and it's not pleasant for the team, the players. And I don't know. I want to focus on the game. It's still a good competitive game. El Cerrito's 0-2. They won a victory bad. Rancho Cotati lost their first game to start the season to Sac High. They rebounded nicely last week against Vanden, and they're trying to get some momentum going, leading here 14-0. Both teams have come onto the field, Jeff, and it looks like they're going to loosen up a little bit. Michael's down on the field getting an interview with their head coach, Jacob Rincon, and I think Jacob did a nice job of righting the ship. I mean, it was 14-0, Jeff, and things could have gotten real ugly right there, but he did a nice job of settling the team down.
Credit to El Cerrito. Again, these are all teaching moments. You got to have the poise, the composure to right the ship when things look like it's going wrong. Credit to the Gauchos in doing so. I'm interested to see how they come out and respond here in the second half.
Yeah. Next week we're off, Jeff. There was a scheduling problem, and there's no game of the week next week. But in 2 weeks, we'll be at Annaly High School for the Golden Apple between the El Molino Lions and the Annaly Tigers. I'm very excited about that. I think that's going to be a great game. El Molino off to a good start. Last week they shut out Sonoma Valley. Annaly opened up the season with a victory over Santa Rosa, and then last week they had a bad game. They had a pretty bad game, so they're 1-1 going into tonight. But that's going to be a great game. It's a rivalry that's been around for a long time. Both those teams are not in the same league anymore. They used to be the SCL, but we've changed that now, and El Molino's in the NBL 2, the Redwood Division. Annaly's in the Oak Division, the NBL 1. But I think it's going to be a game where both teams are going to give it everything they've got, and I'm excited about it.
It's always fun to see rivalries rekindled. I'm excited to see what's going to happen 2 weeks from now.
We're getting ready for the second half kickoff. Rancho Cotati in their red pants, blue jerseys, blue helmets will be kicking off to the El Cerrito. El Cerrito in their white jerseys, white pants, white helmets with their green numbers. They're going to receive the second half kickoff. Ryan Hoxie's the kicker for the Cougars. He's back. And we're getting ready to strap it on for 12 minutes here in the third period. The Cougars leading the Gauchos 14-0.